que é felicidade.
This is Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are a basketball talk show, but today is kind of a weird day because there is no basketball. We're deep in the off season. Football is on, but none of us care about football.
We are really a basketball-only talking group of kids, and today we don't have any basketball, but
no basketball.
Basketball is always somewhere in our heads. So we'll always be, everything we say has something to do with basketball, whether or not we actually mention the sport.
True.
Because we truthfully care about our listeners understanding the game at a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we're going to do something a bit different. We're going to play some music, for one, but we're also going to shop for furniture. We live in an unfurnished home.
We live in an unfurnished world.
Yeah.
Unfurnished world.
And if that's not the truth,
I don't know what
we
is.
We wouldn't have a rug.
We're going to try to be looking for basketball furniture only because that's on theme with our little show we got going on here. And we'll periodically come in with some furniture updates for all of our devoted listeners.
Yeah.
There won't be a theme for the music today. We're just going to try to play songs that we believe that the listeners would enjoy. Well, here's Imencita by Andrea Laszlo de Simone.
Nuova immensità.
Amazon is, you know, a place where you can buy all sorts of things, all sorts of rugs. For example, us, college students in need of a rug, what do? We turn to Amazon. What have we found? Washable, non-slip vintage rugs, low pile weight. I don't really know. I'm not going to read all this, but... We're debating a rug. Let me describe this rug as best I can. I'm thinking... This is like a vintage, sort of a faded looking rug. The color is faded, but there are colors. And I would say it looks pretty pale. It looks pretty white and gray as the dominant features, but there are some faded red bits. And I think that really would work with our personalities. Right, guys?
Like we're white with a bit of like red?
Yeah. Well, you're wearing a red shirt.
In that way, but I was thinking like... We're multifaceted individuals. Sometimes you find a splash of red in our personalities.
Yeah.
You look down at that rug and you're like, that is Matthew, Jonah, Xander, and Jacob in that rug right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you feel at home.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's beautiful about it.
And
when we talk about rugs, the sizing is always a question.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think a rug should stretch all four corners of a room, leaving no space of hardwood? Or should the rug be more of like a central blanket? That covers the middle of the floor, but not the perimeters.
I don't know about rugs, period. I know that our rug should not spread from wall to wall because it's really difficult to put it in there.
Our room essentially is a pentagon. Well, like a pentagon in many ways, because our window wall behind our couch is three walls.
Technically.
So it's technically
a pentagon. So we should be looking up pentagonal rugs.
Pentagonal rugs.
We also basketball. Have, speaking YouTube of basketball, highlights. We have a pentagon within our house already. A place we call the Pentagon. It is the hardest floor in the house, as Jonah figured out last night while he was spider dribbling in the Pentagon.
I mean, within a house, there should be a place that you can practice your ball handling.
Yeah. Do NBA players, when they buy their first house or apartment or whatever... Do they designate a certain room to dribbling?
I wonder.
And do they have a rug in that room?
They probably don't have a rug. Yeah, they probably just have like a small pentagonal room with hardwood floors, like basketball court floors, and it's just designated only for dribbling, and you can't go in there unless you're dribbling basketball. And I would think that they would basically have to have that. It would be required as part of their contract to have that in their house.
It holds you accountable. To have a room that is only for dribbling.
Absolutely it does.
Oh, totally.
Unfortunately, our house isn't, I guess, big enough to have something so strict.
Yeah, but fortunately we're not NBA players, so.
But next time, like, we'll think of that before.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll resume this talk of furniture after the next song, which is Mucho Mungo / Mount Elga by Harry Nilsson.
Brought you here. watch you through the sorrow and the tears. Sailor, sailor,
thank you.
We're back
from Furniture Ball.
And we are still looking at furniture. So I think we've come to a consensus that this is the rug for us.
Do you want to describe it for the listeners so that they just get like a better idea?
So imagine you step foot into a palace and you look down and you're immediately taken aback by this beautiful thing set on the floor in front of you. And I would say that's basically our rug. Let's imagine a battle was done in a palace on this perfect white and sort of gray rug. A little bit of bloodshed, maybe, in this battle. This is the rug that is after the battle. That's what I think. And am I wrong?
The king brought in the greatest painters of the land to memorialize the bloodstains. To permanently enshrine the battle in history. The rug was passed down from generation to generation until it found its way into an Amazon warehouse where we purchased it.
And into our house.
Into our home.
By the way, our house right now, our living room is empty except for a lamp, a hanging lamp that's really cool. Well, it's a lamp
it's
with
all
a
right.
stand.
Like it's an okay
no, no,
lamp.
No. It's really cool. It's like a basket that hangs over and it just puts you into this whole other world. And then we have two Buddhas, and then we have
Doc Rivers bobblehead.
A Doc Rivers bobblehead. Bobblehead.
The frog too.
We have a frog hanging in, but that's in the Pentagon.
Oh yeah.
So then in the Pentagon, if you were listening before the last song is where Jonah did the spider dribble moves last night while we were watching Star Wars actually. And the Pentagon has a frog, it has the Last Supper, and it has a ton of rubber ducks. So this is.
I don't think you're not really painting us in a good light by describing our house. Well, this segment of Airball today, we were going to talk about outdoor furniture. We've been sitting on our deck without any furniture. We've been eating on the ground. We need furniture.
Yeah, we've been eating in some questionable places. So
the thing is, when we came to our house this year, our previous owners had three Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
Which we realized afterwards were stolen from the university.
Yeah. Sorry to expose you in case you're listening.
They're not listening, and I don't care if they are.
But
it's
outdoor
immoral.
Furniture.
They stole
outdoor
from
furniture. What is the outdoors if you can't sit in the furniture and eat off a table? You know? Like, you gotta do that. And you totally gotta get it from Home Depot, which is 2 miles away.
From this PSA, Home Depot.
No. Yeah, so that's what we're thinking. We're looking at outdoor furniture now. So we just love the weather that we've been having, and we would like to experience it with our food and our company.
And unfortunately, like, the weather is starting, it will sour in about a month. So we want to get our outdoor furniture before that happens, so we can enjoy our deck before the weather gets bad. Because we know that when the weather gets bad, we're going to regret not having those memories of sitting on our outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
So as this next song plays, this next song being Curiosa by Ally, we will brainstorm potential outdoor furniture candidates and we will bring them back to the round table here after Curiosa plays.
Really what we're doing is we're trying to make Airball better. And I think getting this furniture will make Airball better. So let's get to that.
With no further ado, here's Curiosa.
Thank you. Quem não sabe o que é bom e conta se perde na conta, não consegue explicar. A voz que grita lá de dentro, no exato momento, na hora H. Oh! Tem cada um de nós. Existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo. Quem tá esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo. Mostra o caminho certo, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho.
And we are back. We have made some progress on our search.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah, would you like to announce what you have found?
At IKEA?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been browsing the IKEA online database. I found some interesting stuff. We've got the Bergsta, which is a wall-mounted drop leaf table.
Mm.
It's kind of hard to describe what that is.
Snaps.
But it's like a... Snaps.
It's basically a wall... mounted table, like a table that you mount on the wall.
Wait, yeah. Is it a table and is the wall where the mount goes, or is it something else?
All of the above.
It's actually a good question. It's a good philosophical question. Did the mount come before the wall? Did the wall come before the mount? Nobody really knows, and that's kind of why there's this discourse about wall-mounted tables.
Yeah.
And so we're using this table because we want to eat food off of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
perhaps
another,
do work even.
We also have a Darth of counter space in our kitchen.
Yes.
Darth counter space?
Darth counter space.
We have Darth counter space in our
we
kitchen.
We have Darth counter space. We often leave kitchen items
name.
On the counter
Darth
space.
Darth counter space. Like yeah. Counter space, but like space as in outer space.
Yeah.
Darth counter space.
Sort of like that's counter good. Strike, but counter space. Sort of like a sci-fi.
It's multi-leveled.
It is.
And so you could eat food off this table. You could do your work. You could... build.
I think it's sturdy, too. You can, like, do tricks and stuff
do
on it.
Do all sorts of things.
Okay, well, moving on. We also, in the cart, have a smacker. I don't know how to pronounce that in Norwegian. Or Swedish.
Wait, let me see.
It's probably smacker.
It's smacker. Hey, what a smacker is a silver.
Oh, it is smacker. Spelled smacker, but it's with
spelled smacker with the special Swedish
special A.
Special A. But a smacker is a silverware sorter, which has been like one of the elusive pieces of things that we've been looking for our house.
Crucial to the integrity of our home.
You can't
If you go to an antique store looking for a silverware sorter, you're not going to find one.
Yeah.
Because no one will part with their silverware sorter.
Who do we blame for that, too?
Probably whoever invented silverware.
Yeah.
Because
Darth
they're so
silverware.
Like,
yeah, if there was Darth counter space.
Well, the thing is, if you had it my way and everything was a spork,
yes.
You wouldn't need to sort your silverware. Like every, you
what
just
about
have,
knives, though? You can't cut with a spork.
I would argue a spork rarely does anything better. Like, I rarely want what a spork offers over a spoon or a fork individually.
I guess we just, like, fundamentally
disagree
then. But
what
things
do you eat with a spork?
Cereal,
you could. The
pasta.
Thing is that it's versatile. You
but
could
you're
be
using
eating,
it as a spoon in one of those
Yeah,
places.
I mean, you don't have
and
to use
the other
full
one,
functionality.
You're using it as a fork.
Just because I'm, like... Like, you're training for a triathlon, and just because yeah. you're swimming doesn't mean you can't run, but you're multifaceted. So you can do...
if I you were eating a pasta...
Pasta might be the only one I can think of that is good.
Super or sport. If you were eating...
Ramen.
A steak, but at the same time a soup.
Whoa.
Oh, so you're multitasking.
So, like, you're
task
you're multitasking.
Switching. For context, I'm doing some multitasking homework during the radio show.
Yeah. We wow. also got a Tarno.
Which is amazing, because Xander's multitasking his multitasking homework, which involves multitasking.
Wait, you're actually like, doing your multitasking homework?
Yes, although I'm technically not multitasking with this homework, because I have paused the homework to talk about furniture and sporks and whatever we're talking about here.
Well, let's speak on that.
Now, Xander, could you elaborate on how many tasks an individual could pursue at one moment?
What I'm gathering from the class so far is it's basically infinite number of tasks, no matter how complex they are or simple. So, like, you could write a novel while you play tennis, while you listen to a podcast and retain it with perfect accuracy.
Wow.
I think that's sort of the idea, is with practice you can just do whatever you want and there's
that's pretty
no
crazy.
Consequences or anything. That's wow. what I'm learning. That might be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, but how could you play a novel, tennis, and...
You can't play a novel to begin with.
write a novel, play tennis. But, like, at
yeah,
a certain point, your ability drops off.
Okay, for clarification, you absolutely cannot do the things I was just saying.
Oh, what did, what did your professor say about multitasking?
I think what I'm actually learning is that you can't do... I mean, I don't know for sure yet. We're 1 week into the class.
Yeah.
But so far, what we've learned is it's incredibly difficult to do two complex tasks at once, even with practice, and not have drop off with one or both of them.
Yeah.
So,
but
who
three?
Knows? What?
Three is an open door with this question.
True. And if you think, if we go back to the spider dribble, in a way, that's multitasking.
Yeah, it totally is.
I mean, what defines one task though? Like when you're doing a spider dribble, each arm has its own.
Would it be if your brain is focused on more than one motion or like topic or task within your mind?
I mean, the truly
I think it's defined as like different types of brain focuses, where you're sort of focusing on two different types of brain waves in your mind at once,
but
together simultaneously.
Is it multitasking to say lift a weight and listen to a podcast at the same time? Does that count?
I don't know. To me, that sounds like yeah.
So that's probably beginner level.
Yeah.
You can't crack an egg while making a fist.
Bicycle. You can do that, what you just said. That you can do. But those are simple tasks.
You can't crack
I think a simple
egg.
Task is something you can do subconsciously, like lift a weight.
You know the people that can say, like they can say something and do something else?
I mean, but it speaks
so,
to how...
Like, yeah, everyone. Yeah, I know those people. Everyone.
I don't know. I find it incredible, though, that, like, with regards to simple tasks, like, our bodies are doing, like, infinite numbers of them at all times.
It's true.
Breathing. As I multitask.
Breathing.
Breathing, like, repairing
making
scabs. Like, sweating.
Although,
like,
is that even a task, repairing scabs?
Repairing scabs.
Well,
and that brings us right back to... our next item of furniture that
oh
we bought.
our
Our next item of furniture, which is our public service announcement.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to find one.
The
I'm
furniture we are sitting on right now.
I've already done a drinking and driving PSA too many times.
Chair type
devices?
Chair type devices.
Do they device?
Would you rather be made of chair? Oh, wait, never mind.
All right, I found a PSA. Firearms safety PSA. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Number two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Wow. Oh, this is a public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thoughts? No thoughts? Well, I think we should keep going on with the with the music. But I just want to say I appreciate that reminder to be safe around firearms.
I think I appreciate it more than you. And I think that should take us right back into the music.
All
right.
Cool.
Happy Sunday morning.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. So long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Tell where she can go.
That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
Oncle Jazz.
And this has been
Airball.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
To all of our listeners around the world, we bid you adieu.
From Jonah Matthew Zander, this has been us talking about furniture.
Airball. All right, well, goodbye.